Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we'll continue to hear from Motown solo artists. We'll hear from Mary Wells, Lionel Richie, Diana Ross, Jimmy Ruffin, Smokey Robinson, Edward Starr, and Kim Weston. Well, first up, Mary Wells' signature tune and a number one song from 1964, My Guy. Well, My Guy, of course, was Mary Wells' trademark for life. It was an instant classic, and hearing it for the first time, it was easy to predict that it would go to number one. The song was written and produced by Smokey Robinson, and it managed to go to the top of the U.S. Billboard charts, right smack in the middle of the Beatles' chart sweep, and it stayed there for 2 weeks until the Beatles pushed it out. Mary, in 1964, was at the peak of her career, and she turned 21 that year, and it was time to renegotiate her contract with Motown. Well, Mary was now married to a Motown employee called Herman Griffith, and he advised her to accept a large advance from a record company called 20th Century Fox Records rather than re-sign for the lower royalty payments with Motown. Well, Mary became the first major artist to exit the Motown record label, a move that would not become popular until the 1970s. She had only minor success with 20th Century Fox, and over the next few years recorded for a number of labels, but never achieved any great further success. The move turned out to be a disaster for her career. Well, here is Mary in the peak of her career with My Guy, right here on Motown Memories.
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my guy. Nothing you can do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy.
Forever. there's no other love like your love. And I, as long as I live, I'll give you all the joy my heart and soul can give. Let me hold you. I need to have you near me. And I feel with you in my arms, this love will last forever.
Please don't wait for me. Wait patiently.
Motown Memory from Diana Ross from 1971, I'm Still Waiting. Before that, Truly with Lionel Richie from 1982. And we started with Mary Wells' My Guy from 1964. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown soul artists for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, the first great hit from Jimmy Ruffin, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted. Well, this song made Jimmy Ruffin a household name after a half decade of struggling. He was provided with the smash hit by the new songwriting team of Detroit native James Dean and William Weatherspoon. They had help from ace Motown arranger Paul Reiser, whose aching strings elevate the track to classic status. Jimmy Ruffin tells the story of how he entered the Motown Hitsville building one day and heard through the din of the snake pit and rooms full of recording artists a haunting melody being played on a piano. He eventually tracked down Dean and Weatherspoon and announced, "Hey, what's that song?" They told him that it was being prepped for the Spinners to go ahead and sing it. Well, Motown sat on the song forever, Jimmy recalled later on, and he had some spoken words at the beginning that didn't make it on the final cut. That's why there's such a long introduction to the song. Well, the song broke in Chicago, and then it broke everywhere else, and Motown started sending Jimmy out to promote it. Jimmy was finally able to quit his job on the Ford Motor Company assembly line and sing full-time. Here is Jimmy Ruffin's first hit, What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, right here on Motown Memories.
Here comes comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Robinson, Being With You from 1981, and we started with Jimmy Ruffin, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown soul artists for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, the signature tune and a number one tune from Edward Starr from 1970, War. Well, Edward Starr was born Charles Hatcher on January 21st, 1942 in Nashville, Tennessee. He was 3 years old when his family moved to Cleveland, Ohio, and during study hall periods at his junior high school, he and several friends would sit in strategic places around the room and sing all the vocal parts into the Frankie Lymon great song, Why Do Fools Fall in Love. The teachers went crazy about it, but Edward enjoyed singing so much, he got together with four of his friends after school to put a group together called the Future Tones. they entered a local talent contest on a television station hosted by Uncle Jake and won 5 weeks in a row. First prize was a Sealy Posturepedic mattress, which the group had somehow split five ways. Well, Edward's career plans were interrupted by military service, and he was discharged 2.5 years later. He found the other group members had little interest in singing professionally. While the song War was actually recorded first by the Temptations, and it was a song on their record album called Psychedelic Shack, but the Temptations had other plans, and Edward Starr was allowed to record it and became an instant classic. Well, here he is, War, right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Uh-huh. To me.
Listen to me.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
Whoa.
Friend only to the undertaker.
Ooh.
Well, that brings this hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured for this entire hour Motown solo artists. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find some information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.